Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Ryan Federico, who's an agency owner with Symmetry Financial Group. Ryan, welcome to the program.
And so great to be here. I've followed a lot of what you've done, and I really appreciate all the value that you add to this community, and excited to network with you and see if I can help anybody.
Yeah. Thank you for that. And, you know, I love when I see people out there hustling and doing great things like you are, and, you know, building teams and serving clients in the right way, not just turn and burn. So I really like the way that you as Symmetry is set up, and then you, the way that you are doing this out there. So you're doing a great job, and I'm anxious to learn what you do and how you do it. But give us a little bit of background. How'd you get into the financial services industry in back in the day?
Yeah, thanks for asking. You know, I can tell you it wasn't on the play card if you're a sports fan of like, hey, you're going to sell insurance. I hear a lot of people. One of my mentors was in the mattress business before coming into financial services, and I remember him saying when his mattress business was going under and he was losing a bunch of money, and it was like, man, things are bad, but they're not that bad for me to sell insurance. You know, for me, I can tell you. I was in direct sales since I was in college. I was an outside sales rep. I went to UC Berkeley, and I was in an outside sales rep position, actually selling janitorial service, believe it or not, doing facilities contracts. And that spiraled out. I had a stint in the music industry for a while, and was able to do some really cool things there, and started a couple companies. And ultimately, when I had my first child, I went back into sales and, was doing home improvement, outdoor living, and was a, sales rep, turned into a sales manager, turned into a regional sales manager, sorry. And ultimately, that company went through some changes. I got headhunted away and went to a large national home improvement brand that does windows and doors. And I was a regional sales trainer. And so I was spending about 3 weeks out of every month on the road. Some of you guys who are listening to this probably can relate with that. But I mean, I was in hotel rooms and, parenting over Zoom, and was an absentee husband, and missed first words, first steps, missed first everything. And I can tell you that, I was probably headed for divorce, and I had all the stuff. My Instagram life looked amazing because I had, I was making a ton of money. And so, but I, my time account, my family account, my father account was bankrupt. And I remember I was in a gym. I was in Spokane, Washington. Shout out to anybody around Gonzaga and Spokane. But I was in Spokane. I got a call from a guy who used to work for me. And he was just like, what are you doing, man? Like, what's going on? Tell me about your life. And it was just the right moment that I just vomited all over the guy. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to get a divorce. It was terrible. And he was just like, well, listen, man, I'm in insurance, and I thought about you. I think you'd be good at this. And it was 100% recruiting call to the T, exactly how you're supposed to do a recruiting call.
And right place at the right time.
Yeah. And I was in the right position. And, he, God bless him, was doing the actual work of making his list and reaching out to the people who he thought would be good in his agency. And he caught me, and the system works. And he, onboarded me into Symmetry, and my life has been changed ever since. Because once I got my license, immediately I went to 2 days in the field, and the rest of the time at home.
Yeah.
And so I was meeting with clients back then, driving to their house, and doing all that stuff. And ultimately, in 2020, when everything hit, we went virtual, and we really invested heavy in virtual. And I was able to, be at home parenting the kids, doing the online school, being chef and butler and, referee sometimes. And my life has been really, really balanced ever since, where my time account is full and my money account is full. And I'm really grateful to have found this opportunity.
Well, like they say that a lot of successes in life come because, preparation met opportunity. That's the definition of luck, but it's all in networking. and it's who you know. And that person that called you, they were scouting out to get you. And it was just something that you needed. And, you know, like the, I heard Tony Robbins say years ago, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And boy, that teacher appeared for you. And if it was a, you know, a really bad situation or a company that didn't treat their people right, then you might have gone, okay, well, I got the bug, but I'm moving on. Well, apparently Symmetry is pretty good to work for, because when you hear things like they set us up for success and my family account, you know, they're not out there cracking the whip going, get on the road and continue that path. So talk a little bit about some of the freedoms that that gives you to be able to serve clients in financial services, which is a huge calling in and of itself, but also doing it for a company that allows you that freedom and applauds when you have that family bucket filled up.
Well, the one thing that I can just tell you is I've been around a lot of sales companies, and probably a lot of your audience have also, you know, been around a lot of sales companies. And every company that I've been around has a set of core values. Yeah, and I'm doing air quotes right now for anybody who can't, you know, see me. And those core values sit in a drawer, or they're in the back of a manual, and nobody really pays attention to them or follow them. And Symmetry really, to their credit, the leadership, the corporate office, everybody who's involved in growing the company is really committed to the core values of having that work-life balance. And everything that I've seen them do in the, you know, 4 years that I've been building an agency with this group has been to make the life of the agent easier, from automation to, you know, better lead generation to, you know, centralized trainings and centralized scripts, and made scaling an agency, tracking and growing a business and doing the P&Ls and doing all the stuff that's involved in growing a business. I've just seen them make it easier and easier over time. And so, you know, my life has been changed, and I'm super grateful to have that, the relationship that I have with my kids and my wife and, you know, all that stuff. But I also, along the way, like, one thing happened, Mike, is I delivered some death checks. And I saw, like, I saw what I was doing, which was just to make money and get time back with my family, actually had a very large impact.
Yeah.
And then my perspective changed. And then it was like, what I'm doing actually matters. And I woke up with a vigor every day of, I got to make sure these people are protected, and I got to help people so that their families don't suffer in the event of a tragedy.
That's huge. And, you know, in your, you know, background, bio, previous life, you know, leading up to this, when you were selling janitorial or selling, you know, all the different things, you know, home improvements, it's like, it's nice, you know, you got to have buildings that are clean. So let me sell this widget, this product or service that will help with that. But there's a little bit something different when you're making a financial impact in someone's life, because finances are such a huge part of helping someone thrive or really protect. And in that case, with the death benefit on a check, you weren't pleased to go out there for the reason that you were there, but boy, you saw the impact that it had. And that really does elevate your why.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I would say that at every stage along the way that I've grown and learned more about all the different products in the financial services industry, I become more and more passionate with not only protecting somebody if they die, but also, you know, helping them grow retirement or helping them grow into a better financial position. And there's so many tools that just the average public doesn't know about. You know, there was a long time, I don't want to get too controversial, there was a long time when, you know, you could see, no matter what side of the aisle you sit on, that there was a purposeful, I'm going to call it purposeful, lack of financial education, typically in minority communities overall. And there was a lot of financial education that happened, whether through osmosis or whether on purpose, to, you know, non-minority communities. And then it seems like at some point in time, the banks just kind of figured out, oh, we can just do this to everybody.
Yep.
And they just started cutting all financial education. And so the people that I meet with that have no idea what they're doing, have no idea where their funds are allocated to, they're just kind of putting some money in an account going, I hope someday I can stop working. I don't really know how it's growing. I don't really know where it's allocated, what fees I'm paying. I don't even know how much, you know, how much I grew last year. They just hope at some point in time I'm gonna be able to retire.
And hope, like, is not a strategy.
Oh, exactly. And so, like, being able to really learn these subjects and to be able to present them to people and kind of educate them and put them on a better financial path serves me just as much today as putting a death benefit in place and being able to deliver a check to a family who just went through a tragedy. So I've fallen more in love with this industry as time has gone on.
Yeah, I love it. And I think that that's when you can approach things like that, you know, like they say that prospects can smell commission breath on your breath when you're talking to them. You're pushy and I just got to get this thing closed. When you're coming at a conversation with the client because Symmetry has given you that feeling and that, you know, corporate vision and mission, now your clients feel like, hey, I understand what you're telling me and I'm being educated and you're teaching me and I'm learning. And yeah, these are great options and you're telling me what the pros and cons are. And it kind of flips the switch, I would suspect, where you're not really a salesperson. You are an educator and an advocate for their success. And then they're understanding their options.
Yeah, definitely. I'm passionate about it for sure.
So talk a little bit about, you said technology and how the agents, the Symmetry agency allows you to thrive when you're helping grow this and bringing on producers. What are some of the things that they're noticing from the previous opportunities that they've worked in? What are some of the things that they now are getting a little bit of acceleration on?
That's a great question. And I think the answer is kind of everything. I'm a big sports fan, and I don't know if anybody listening to this is a big sports fan or not, but you know, there's this famous quote from Wayne Gretzky, the greatest hockey player of all time. Arguably, I know some people say it's somebody else, but I think, you know, the great one is the great one. And he was in an interview and they kind of asked him, you know, why are you able to do what you're able to do on the ice? And he said, well, everybody else skates to where the puck is, and I skate to where the puck is going.
Yeah.
And I skate to where the puck will be. And that's really what I've seen Symmetry and our parent company that's our tech backing, what's called Quility. So if anybody ever sees the name Quility, which you're going to see it a lot, we just did a partnership with the NFL. So we're going to be all over NFL commercials. We've got a Super Bowl commercial. Like, we're going to be all over the place here over the next 6 months or so. But the tech partner Quility has created these platforms and this customer engagement center that really anticipates where customers are going. And so, you know, if you hit it right on the head when you said it earlier, you go to work for an insurance company, especially an insurance company with no leads, you know, they're like, hey, welcome to XYZ insurance company. Now kick rocks and go generate some business, basically, is what they say. You know, go talk to friends and family. It still is unfathomable to me, Mike, that there's companies out there that are like, go knock on doors. Yeah. When we know for sure the overwhelming majority of the population doesn't want anybody in their house. They don't want anybody knocking on their door. Trust is at an all-time low, especially for salespeople. And, you know, there's still companies out there building on that strategy. That's not even where the puck is. That's where the puck was, you know, back then. And so, you know, I've seen all these other companies with like, hey, you know, go to these lead vendors and get these, you know, terrible online generated leads that have just been scraped for data that we've sold to 18 different agents and pound the phones. When we know, I'll ask you this, Mike. If you got a call on your cell phone from a number that you didn't know, what's the percentage chance that you're going to answer that call right away?
Pretty minimal.
Yeah, pretty minimal. But if 100%. You got a text message from a number that you didn't know, what's the percentage chance you're going to see it?
I like the way that you phrase that, because you're not going to read and respond to it, but at least you're going to see it, and at least you can at least assess at that point. So yeah.
Probably 100% that you're at least going to see it for most people. And so that's where, all right, so we know that consumers would rather text than call. But we have all these insurance companies that are like, pound the phones, dial for dollars, call. We know that people don't like folks in their house, that don't like to answer their door for people that they don't know, that have high sales resistance to things like that. But you have all these insurance companies that are like, go knock on doors and hustle and work harder. And it's just like, well, that it doesn't matter, because the ship that you're rowing in, the boat that you're rowing in, is broken. It doesn't work anymore. And you're just sitting there squeezing as much juice as you can squeeze out of it. And to be quite honest, it's really dishonest to salespeople. And it's, you know, it's borderline unethical, because we know how people respond just because it's how we respond. So Quility has invested in this crazy tech platform that really integrates with the way that people are looking for insurance today. And the difference is, you see these companies out there like Lemonade and, you know, all these, you know, Ethos, these like, hey, their idea was, we're going to give this automated solution to buy life insurance to the public. and people are just going to buy life insurance without an agent. And there's a reason why those companies are going bankrupt and, you know, cutting a ton of employee staff, and their quarterly earnings reports are down and the IPOs are falling, is because this is still a product that needs to be distributed by an agent. It's not something yet that people will buy in an automated form, because it's too important.
You want to hear something interesting? I was in back in the late 90s, I was working for a bank, and it was a bank called Nations Bank. And I don't know, they rolled into all kinds of different banks. But anyway, this was at the time where all of a sudden people were like, we're launching online banking. Like, the whole industry launched online banking. And I remember distinctly in the branches, people were like running around, throwing their hands up, going, oh my word, we're going to lose our jobs. There's not going to be any bank branches. Nope. People want to talk to humans. They love the convenience of knowing and learning and researching, but you still want to talk to a human. And here's the other thing. Computer and AI and online is wonderful, but they're never, ever, ever going to develop a relationship where they get to know you and go, oh, Ryan, you know what? You mentioned this and that and the other. I think this is something interesting for you to consider. An algorithm is never going to pick up on that.
Yeah. And listen, I agree in principle with what you're saying. And I might, because I'm a little optimistic about the future as a natural disposition, I might go, that may happen in the future. We may get to a place where life insurance is as ubiquitous as car insurance, where somebody has to have it and it's just a foregone conclusion and they'll go online and they'll buy it. We're not there now, and we're nowhere near the place where we need to be for that to even be a reality. Yeah. So it still needs to be sold. It's like a car. Are there a certain number of people that will buy a car online, sight unseen, have it delivered to their house and just go, I love this car? Sure. But the overwhelming majority of the population want to sit in it, feel it, smell it, make sure it drives right. They're comfortable. It needs to be something that you physically understand. It's the same thing with life insurance. We're in a 150, 200-year-old industry with thousands and thousands of products that, to be quite honest, by design, are super confusing to the consumer.
Yes.
Insurance companies make things confusing on purpose. And so it's like they need a guide to be able to understand this policy that I'm buying. Am I 100% sure it's going to do what I need it to do in my time of need and what my main concerns are? And that's something that right now we need a human to do. So that's why, Quillity, even though they're creating these tech platforms where, we've got an amazing platform where people request insurance, it automatically starts sending them text messages, and, they have to verify their email, and they have to verify a texting security code, and then they have to put in their favorite hobby so that we know they're a legit lead. Yeah. Then it starts dripping them text messages, just going, hey, here's my calendar link. Hey, here's some benefits of insurance. Hey, when can we talk? Would you rather text? We have a direct-to-consumer link where, for somebody who does want to buy automatically, we can just send them a link and they can buy insurance on their own. Immediate decision, immediate issue, pay for it by credit card, not bank account. Like, there's so many things that Quillity has done to remove the friction in the sales process. That's why I'm saying they're skating to where the puck is going.
Yes.
And it's made our lives a ton easier. I can just tell you, this last week, I got 8 leads put in my account. I didn't call a single one of them. Most of them I text messaged with and booked an appointment with. 2 of them booked automated on my calendar. 3 of those people I met with over the phone. They bought insurance. 1 of those people I sent a direct-to-consumer link to. They bought insurance on their own. And when they bought insurance on their own through the direct-to-consumer link, they sent me a message going, hey, that was super easy. Can I send this to XYZ? And it was to the brother, and then the brother sent it to the cousin, and then, and one of them got declined, and it sent me a little notice saying, hey, this person got declined, reach out to them. And I called and I was able to help them with another solution. So the amount of time it took me this last week to write, and this is Thursday that we're doing this right now. This was just Monday. Between Monday and Thursday, I wrote about $12,000 of annual premium, all through text message, couple hours a day in, engaging with clients, probably under 10 hours of total time worked. Averaging about $1,000 plus an hour isn't a bad thing. And it's just, this is where our market is. And unfortunately, all these other life insurance companies are just flat-footed right now and not investing in growth.
100%. And you can only do that because you have tools and systems and automations and support and back office and, you know, training. All of these things. Yeah. Like, for instance, you could plop someone into this and go, I'm lost. I'm drinking out of a fire hose. But, hey, I want you to see the 30,000 foot view of what we're able to do here. But I'm going to ease you in. Step one is, and then the next step is.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we went with a brilliant company, by the way, Brad Lee's training company. If you don't know who he is, highly suggest looking him up. Really amazing sales guru. He's got a sales training platform called Closer School, I think. And he has an online learning management company called Lightspeed VT. And we're not sponsored by Lightspeed. I've just been so blown away by their platform of engagement that I highly recommend looking into them if you're looking for an LMS system of some sort. Mm-hmm. But we've been able to design a super interactive LMS system. Most of the people that come onto our team have no sales experience and have no insurance experience, and we're able to teach them the basics, all of our scripts, all of our rebuttals, all of our sales processes, all of our tech tools in a very interactive fashion that also integrates mentorship, where there's certain checkpoints where they book on my calendar where I can check in and review what they've done so far. And so they're not feeling like they're getting trained by robots. And mm-hmm. the whole system has been developed in what's called the minimum effective dose, so that it isn't drinking out of a fire hose. It's very singularly focused on what you need to learn right now. And again, if we're just talking about building a business, no business will thrive without the ability to scale. And this gives me the ability to scale. I can bring in 50 agents at a time. I'm not the one training them. The system is training them. I'm just checking in on their progress and giving them my experience little by little. And I don't got to put anybody in a car and go ride along with me and sell insurance. Maybe they can meet me on Zoom and they can watch me run an appointment with a client or something like that. But for the most part, it's become so frictionless to onboard a new agent. It's kind of hard to not recruit and succeed. Build an agent.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you probably heard this before, and I know we've heard it from many, many a speaker, but I believe it was Jim Rohn that came up with the fact or the statement of success leaves clues.
Oh, yeah.
You know, So it's like, hey, if you want to be successful, look at this person, look at this system, there's going to be some clues to why you're successful. They're not running in 14 directions. They're like, okay, here's a proven system, follow it. It's like a franchise.
Yeah. And I don't want to make it seem, because, you know, another famous Jim Rohn quote, right, is the success principles are universal. And one of those things that I don't want to shy away from is that this is still work. This isn't like, oh, I just flip the switch and money starts going into my bank account. I think the difference is that we've been able to really consolidate and focus the work that needs to get done at what time. You know, like, you could buy $1,000 worth of leads and not call them and you'll make $0, not text them, not engage with them. You'll just waste money. You have no idea how many people I onboard into my agency that are like decorated salespeople and have all the trophies and have the Rolex and you know, they get into this and the ego is a little bit too big and they're not coachable and they want to do things their way and they want to do their script. And it's like, man, you know, we grew by $40 million year over year in 2020, $40 million year over year in 2022. We've got people, you know, making $1 million plus in direct sales on their own pen, not their agency. You don't need to redefine and remake our system. It's working. The system is done, right?
Trust the process.
Yeah. And that's really ultimately what it comes down to is, are you coachable, you know, and can you come into this and be willing to work hard to get it off the ground?
Well, Ryan, I just love how you've just laid everything out so clearly. It just sounds like such a wonderful environment to thrive and succeed. So if someone is listening to this going, hey, let me just connect with you, tell me more. What's the best way they can reach out and connect with you?
Well, if you, it's not hard to find reviews about Symmetry, and, you know, we've got glowing reviews on Glassdoor and Indeed, and, you know, we were Inc. 5000 fastest growing company in the country for 6 years in a row, probably going to be 7. It's not hard to find us. To find me directly and work with me, the easiest way is to go to symmetryjobs.com. That's SYMMETRY jobs, JOBS.com. And, you'll be able to watch a couple videos about Symmetry. they're super short. It's probably about 7 minutes of total videos. And then there's a link to book on my calendar if you want to know more, if you want to talk about maybe how we could work a partnership or how you could come on board, or if you want to be part-time or something like that. There's a ton of that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on. It's a real pleasure getting to know you, Ryan.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate you.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.